This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Tyler, as I currently look at it, it is still not updated. Still without.
Come on, Drive Family. Had that whole break. To get into that Wikipedia.
Still without our names on it.
Show some hustle now. Come
on. I don't know if you heard that, Conk.
I'm an hour away from being on that damn page.
Will's gonna. Son of a bitch, he's right.
Will's gonna get on there before we do it.
I don't
frequently
like this,
appearing.
Man.
Frequently appearing, yes.
Contributor.
Yeah. Featuring the big Conk.
I throw myself through this glass window. If Will Conk was, if it showed up on there, Will Conk.
Gotta be crapping on my face, man.
Let's go, Houston. Make it happen.
Let's go, Houston. All right, you hear that voice there, our guy, Texans insider, reporter, extraordinaire, Will Conk joins us in the 3 o'clock hour. A little 3 o'clock, Will. In the building, and Will, I want to start here. The ESPN has been giving us and everyone across the country this little content with this this top 10 and honorable mentions they do with all the position groups as they talk to 70 coaches, scouts, and executives on the top 10 and honorable mentions, and the receiver rank came out. And we all believe Nico Collins would be on it. I'll be honest. I look at the list and I don't have a problem with it. I guess in my mind I thought he'd be a little safer than this. But he comes in at the 8th spot with Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, and A.J. Brown as the top five. With Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Lions, Malik Nabers over Nico Collins, and then Mike Evans and Garrett Wilson make out the top 10. And Nico Collins being there. And I guess I just want to start with this. Yes, he is one of the best receivers and a legit one in this league. But to either one of you can take this. But I just kind of want to start it here. What does Nico need to be for the Texans offense? When you look at everything that they have, what does he need to be? What kind of season does he have to have for this offense to be what it wants to be?
Full. Like, he's got to be healthy.
Full
he's
season
be,
first.
He's got to be available. Yeah. That's the biggest thing for him because there is nothing he can't do. He's proven to be one of the, like, a top, I think he's a top five wide receiver in the NFL. But if you're not out there and you're missing 5-6 games every year since he kind of hit that level, that's obviously the knock. And then you look around and, all right, who played 16, 17 games?
Yeah. Look, I think it starts with being healthy because without Nico Collins, there is a big time problem at the wide receiver position.
Forget about it.
I mean, CJ Stroud has no chance if Nico Collins goes down. That's one thing that we probably haven't discussed enough is the importance of Nico Collins beyond just how good he is and how productive he is. The importance of him being on the field given what is down the line, at least the first half of the season until you figure out what Higgins and Noel and what is Christian Kirk after the last most recent injury, until you figure those things out. I mean, you can argue Nico Collins is the most important receiver in the damn league right now. It starts with health. But, you know, to me, if you're looking at the Texans offense and we're saying, okay, we want to get the best version of C.J. Stroud. We want to get an offense that just this standard is low. This bar is very low. We just want to get an offense that can complement a great defense. We want to get an offense that can complement a great defense in a crappy division and give us a chance to make a run in the playoffs. You just simply ain't doing that without Nico Collins. Without Nico Collins, the eighth best receiver in the league. So he doesn't just have to stay healthy, boys. He's got to continue to play at a level where he's opening eyes in a big way, and he's putting up huge numbers.
Because he's that everything to you. He's your deep threat. He's your guy that doesn't drop the ball. He's your third down guy. Like, he is the guy that does everything. And if you lose the guy that does everything, the specialist guys, and then two rookies on top of it, you have no idea what you're going to get every single week.
Well, Will, I mean, to look at it, to your point, we may have just be scratching the surface here with Nico Collins, because we've seen a small sample size of Bobby Slowick, I guess it was 2 years ago, where the receivers around him got hurt. And, Ron, we saw him line up in the backfield and do some stuff. We saw him in a screen game. We saw him get over the top.
Smart Bobby.
Right. The truth of the matter is that Nico Collins is a extremely well-rounded receiver. Right, some of these guys are on here because they're just tremendous athletes or they're unbelievably fast. Right, but you look at Nico Collins, he's big, he's fast, he's a great route runner, to your point, big, strong hands, run after catch, hard to tackle. He is a great route runner. I don't think I've already mentioned that, but I mean, those are things that everybody on this list is not. And so we may be looking at Nico Collins at eight with plenty of room to climb.
And it's rare to have a guy that does that and is so good on the sidelines on third down.
Yep.
Like, that's so rare, because usually you have kind of like the squirrely slot guy that's a big third down guy but doesn't really contribute on first and second, certainly isn't a big play guy. So for him to be able to blow the top off the lid and also hit a dig route and go to the sideline and just hold on to the ball as a possession guy and be reliable is so critical for CJ, especially when he has pressure in his face so quickly.
Guys, the health thing, obviously, I've seen when someone texts in, Nico needs to stay healthy, that's it. Well, I don't believe that that's it part. Definitely he needs to stay healthy. Because you start to look at it, and Nico, you take Nico out of the mix of this skill position group,
and you're just talking about anybody that can catch a pass.
I don't have any.
I'm talking about the skill position. Yeah, you take that out. It's like what Yordan, when he's out of the lineup, and how it looks and how you look at him, be like, ooh, boy, like this looks a lot different.
Got to win with defense.
He has been a guy that has, if he would have stayed healthy, would have been a 80 to 100 catch guy for 1,300 to 1,500 yards, probably around the 8 to 10 touchdown mark. That's what he would have been the last two.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth.
for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
2 years? Man, guys, right now, I think he may have to find another level to that.
Yep, for I agree. This,
for, I'm talking about from what he would have been if he'd have been healthy. I think he needs to find another level above that, just because I hear what you're saying, Frank. Frank Z here on the text or on YouTube and Twitch. Nico has help now. Diggs was out week 8. Tank disappeared. These new guys will alleviate any pressure. I don't know that. I've never seen Jalen Higgins play in the National Football League. I've never seen Jalen Knoll play in the National Football League. I've seen John Mechie and Xavier Hutchinson. Those are not alleviate pressure guys. I've seen the tight end guys. I don't know that I necessarily say that we're alleviating pressure there. I hope Joe Mixon can play the way he does. He's 29. They felt the need to go get Nick Chubb. We'll see if he plays at the level he did. I just think there is a lot of pressure for him to go out and be what A.J. Green used to be for Andy Dalton, what Tyreek, how he changed and made life so much easier for everybody else on the field, and Tua the way it is. I think Nico has to take his game, and I think it's there. He just has to take his game up another level, because I don't think we can sit here and say we know exactly what's around him to depend on.
Well, exactly, and that's why I'll pose this to you, Clint. Like, if you look at the offensive weapons from a pass-catching standpoint, tight ends included, like, who's number two? Who's the second guy after Nico?
Well, it's Christian Kirk, and I mean, to answer your question, but I get the point is there's a significant drop-off, mm-hmm. and Christian Kirk, and I think it's by design, is more of a slot guy. They can talk about playing outside and running the route tree and all that if they want to. Christian Kirk is a true slot receiver that has some explosive abilities. And so, to your point, you know, not only is it a significant fall off talent-wise and ability and production, but it's a severe drop off in what your best receiver is capable of doing. He's very restricted in the slot, smaller size receiver, so it's going to be easier to defend. Look, I think, Ron, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. That's interesting. It's when you start looking at what does, okay, if Nico stays healthy, you're looking at let's call it high end 100 catches.
Yes.
Right. But what you're saying is, moving forward, he's got to be in the 110 to 120 range. I mean, you're talking, I mean, that's the Jamar Chase, the Amon-Ra St. Brown, Malik Nabers, Justin Jefferson had 103. I mean, so you're talking about the 100 plus catches, like taking this thing to a whole other level.
His production and impact has to be big.
I agree.
He's going to have to play through teams flat, trying to take him away in a way that they maybe not may not have been able to do previous years.
Well, I say all that, and I think Nico is very, very capable.
I do too.
I think he's very capable of getting to those numbers, even if misses a couple of games due to injuries. You can't miss more than two, because now you're talking 15 to 20 catches. The key here is Nick Caley. I'll go back to what I said in 2 years ago, 2023, the handful of games where we saw Bobby Slowick, because I remember I would always talk about Nico's just a boundary receiver. It's who he is. That's where he best fits. And then everybody got hurt. And it's like, well, no longer is he just going to sit over there. He's got to be the guy that they move around and don't let defenses zero in on him. If we get 17 games of that, I think those numbers are very doable with Nico Collins.
Yeah, Nico Collins, and we've seen a lot of teams like this. It's like the past couple of years, maybe not this year, but the previous years, it was just like, oh, you know, the Chiefs passing game's all right. Well, if you take Travis Kelce away from it, though, like if he's not there,
yeah,
then a lot of these guys look a lot different. And I think Nico is in that space. And I think he, as you said, I think Will, he's absolutely capable of going to that next level. But when you start to look at it, right, I mean, Diggs made people think.
Yeah, he was a good
buy. Dell made people think, right? There were times you thought CJ had a better connection with Tank Dell than he did Nico.
God bless, like, brother.
They made him think. So I think there is a difference to right now what he's dealing with. Until now, Higgins may go off and be exactly what Frank is talking about. Noel may go and be that guy. But as of now, we just don't know that right now.
All the good names that, Clint, you listed, everybody's got something in common there, except for really Malik Nabers and maybe, I guess, really just Malik Nabers. But Ja'Marr Chase, great quarterback, great receiver aside, you know, next to him.
Yep.
Justin Jefferson, absolute stud. With the Patrick Mahomes, you got the greatest quarterback to play the game, arguably, and then you have Andy Reid next to him. So, like, there's a lot of complimentary pieces there that allow that to happen. Does Nico have that? Like, he sure as hell didn't last year. So, like, does he this year? Does he have the complimentary piece in the offensive play calling? Does he have a good enough offensive line to allow CJ to be any damn good? And is there a number two really across the way to kind of take away from that? That's the biggest thing, is that these offensive minds, like, you see Amon-Ra St. Brown, Ben Johnson calling plays, and Jared Goff, a damn good quarterback with other help around there too.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.